As of Monday, August 19th, here's what the paving project on Highway 82 looked like. Road work begins in the up valley lanes out of Glenwood Springs just after the McDonald's Walmart light. I'm using local landmarks here. Both lanes are freshly paved and smooth until Buffalo Valley. There, both lanes are grooved. Cars are shunted to the left lane. Paving work is in progress on the right. This continues until West Bank. Here, both lanes are grooved, but only the left lane is open to traffic, which slows considerably until the CMC turnoff. At midday, there was no horn honking, yelling, or erratic driving, but Terry Wilson, Glenwood Springs Police Chief, told KDNK that this was not the case last week in South Glenwood, where the new roundabout at the east end of Sunlight Bridge is under construction.
Yesterday, we had somebody who just could not do without taking a left turn, so drove through the cones and basically hit a flagger, popped him right up onto the hood of his truck. And as the flagger rolled off, then the driver decided to take off and leave the scene. We did actually locate him, and he got a nice big fat ticket for his actions.
Wilson says part of the problem is that there is a lot of road work going on right now in South Glenwood.
All of the projects down there, whether it's been our paving on South Midland, which has just wrapped up, thankfully, or the bridge project and various stages of closures for that, now the roundabout work at the Sunlight Bridge project, and then you heap in the fact that CDOT was working on drainage pans and entryways up and down the south end of our town on the edge of 82, and now they're grinding it and paving it.
So they're two different projects.
Matt Langhorst is Glenwood's Public Works Director.
CDOT's project is their own standalone project, and the roundabout project is part of the 27th Street Bridge replacement. We are coordinating between the two of them as well as possible to accommodate traffic control and not shutting things down at the same time.
Langhorst says the South Midland project needed to be complete before school started. Traffic was a little hairy last week, but it's almost over for now.
So we went and actually milled all kinds of sections of South Midland, the really bad sections of South Midland, and put down 2 inches of new asphalt. And it will definitely get us through the time needed before the main South Midland repair project is done, which is supposed to be like an 18-month duration project and potentially starting spring or summer of next year.
As for Highway 82, that project won't be finished until sometime in October. Brianna Rogers, communications specialist for the Colorado Department of Transportation, says paving will even out the surface of the road to avoid hydroplaning in wet weather.
There's been considerable rutting, and so we're going to fill in the rutting resulting in standing water on the highways. We are also replacing guardrail and doing a little bit of work on the curves of the road, so the shoulder of the road.
She says motorists can expect up to 20-minute delays between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays.
In order to minimize the impacts to the traveling public, there are no lane closures during the morning peak hours going towards Aspen from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. or during the afternoon peak towards Glenwood Springs from 3 to 7 p.m.
Drivers get a break on the weekend when crews are off work. Terry Wilson says that road closures for the 27th Street Bridge and roundabout work in Glenwood have been simplified to a right-in, right-out-only configuration. For example, if you want to get to A&B Bank,
you'll need to turn into the right, and when you come out, you'll either need to go out onto South Grand, across from the rivers, or take a right back onto 27th and go across the bridge over to the roundabout.
And if you want to go to Berthoud Motors,
if you come off of 82 at 27th Street, you'll need to go across the bridge, loop around the roundabout, and come back across so that you can turn in to the right.
The main thing for Wilson is safety, which means not cutting through businesses or creating your own alternative route.
People whipping around behind A&B Bank to get around the traffic controls and the closure of the roads there. And there's people that live back there in condos, and we've had kids back there playing ball when cars just decide that that's their new avenue, and we're not willing to give up what we can maintain for safety for those kids.
Work on the Sunlight Bridge and roundabout will occur on weekends and should continue through 2019. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.